Welcome to KAWC's The Hotspot.
I'm Max Schwitzing.
And I'm Elias Alvarez.
Produced by the KAWC Student Newsroom, we look forward to bringing you news that matters to Yuma and La Paz counties.
This week, the Student Newsroom spoke with Yuma County's first female Eagle Scout, and we dive into student concerns about immigration. But first, some news.
Arizona Western College approved a $128 million budget for the 2025 to 2026 school year. They will use it to grow early college programs, workforce training, and improve technology, all without raising local property taxes. Scholarships increased by nearly 8%, and enrollment is growing fast. The college focuses on giving students more chances to succeed while keeping strong financial health.
Arizona's public universities are expanding engineering and technology programs with a 30% increase in women enrolled since 2017. Female students have achieved notable successes in competitions, research, and innovation across various fields. These efforts support Arizona's growing demand for skilled engineers and contribute to the state's economic development.
Arizona State University will open the Knight Center for the Future of News on July 1st within the Walter Cronkite School of Journalism and Mass Communication. The center will focus on addressing declining public trust in news, exploring new revenue models for news organizations, and experimenting with new storytelling techniques. It will bring together educators, researchers, students, journalists, and newsrooms to support the evolution of journalism and the news industry.
How do you feel about the development of AWC?
I think it's super great that they're focusing on, you know, increasing the number of scholarships. Scholarships increased by 8%, especially since sort of like federal funding for a lot of our programs is sort of going to be declining in the coming months. So it's good to hear that they're still like growing.
You know, I think it's great for first generation students who are the most enrolled students here at AWC, getting this opportunity for those scholarships and not having to worry about financial problems still.
As the digital age progresses, less and less people consume physical media. But there's something really calming about picking up a good book. Student reporter Maya Manry shares her experience with being present through reading.
Feeling the pages in between your fingers as you lose yourself in the narrative. Flipping through the chapters with your hands on the hardcover book has a level of intimacy that a screen just doesn't. Living in the setting, knowing the characters, feeling every heart-wrenching moment as your thumb passes time for you and the story. Even negative things, like ripping a page or getting a paper cut, are a level of involved that a tablet or a phone can't give you. Reading a book that you own, a book that you can love and cherish or rip and destroy, is an incredible feeling. One that a screen just can't replicate. It's just you and the words on the page. No distractions, no notifications, no texts from friends or family. It's serene. KAWC Student Newsroom, I'm Maya Manry.
Since the Boy Scouts' official name changed to Scouting America earlier this year, the program has reiterated its commitment to preparing young people for life. Student reporter Max Schwitzing spoke with Yuma County's first female Eagle Scout about how she earned her rank.
Scout, Tenderfoot, Second Class, First Class, Star, Life, Eagle. These are the ranks that Yuma County Eagle Scout Sophia Tolman achieved in her 2 years at Scouting Arizona. In order to earn her Eagle rank, the 13-year-old made 185 fleece blankets and donated them to local organizations.
It's just fun. Scouting is what you make of it. You can do all these cool things that you might not have the opportunity to get to do otherwise. And I know another girl in my troop who was working on her Eagle Scout project, she painted a parking lot for one of the schools here in Yuma. And it could really be anything as long as it gives back to the community and helps to serve.
Tolman encourages young people to join the program, citing the community as very accepting. From the KAWC Student Newsroom, I'm Max Schwitzing.
Colleges and universities across the U.S. have identified at least 1,879 international students and recent graduates whose visas have been revoked by the Trump administration, Inside Higher Ed reports. Student reporter Elias Alvarez spoke with students about their concerns regarding immigration, focusing on one student who opened up about her own experiences when crossing the border.
As of 2023, Data USA reports that 61.1% of Yuma's population is Hispanic, with 25.1% of them having been born outside of the United States. Many families here have deep roots on both sides of the border and can be personally tied to immigration issues. Students say that many of them are taking precautions and even fear that they may be rejected when they or their parents fail to renew their residency. Sahi Barsenas, a first-year student at Arizona Western College, says she's not concerned for herself, but rather her classmates, and how difficult it is to see them live in fear when they step out of their house.
Lo veo más con compañeros que he tenido a lo largo de mis estudios, en donde ellos ya corren riesgo, más que nada, en cuanto están saliendo desde su propia casa. Es tan difícil verlos con un miedo a la hora de salir de su casa.
And she said that she notices that her fellow students have even taken precaution of always having their documentation on hand.
Eso lo veo cuando tenemos que ir a la tienda o que van a ir a comprar alguna cosa o incluso en plazas ya se le nota a las personas ese temor de que en cualquier momento puede pasar cualquier cosa si no es que tienen sus papeles a la mano.
Barsenas is a U.S. citizen. She was born in Illinois but was primarily raised in Tijuana, Mexico, making Spanish her first language. Because of this, her family members have cautioned her to also have her documentation at hand in case she isn't believed.
Incluso algunos compañeros o familiares, como saben que soy nacida de este lado, pero hablo español principalmente, llegan a comentarme que debo de tener todos mis documentos a la mano por en caso de que no lleguen a creerme acerca de que soy ciudadana.
Barsenas has followed this advice, and she said that she always has a type of documentation on her, whether it is her school or state ID, and sometimes even her passport.
Todos los días, normalmente cargo con mi identificación de la escuela, con mi identificación del estado, a veces hasta con el pasaporte por en caso de emergencia.
However, Barsenas isn't just looking out for herself. She's also keeping an eye on the news to keep her fellow students informed.
E incluso debo de estar al pendiente de las noticias diariamente para que pueda informarles a mis familiares y compañeros acerca de lo que está sucediendo actualmente.
She also said that even when she crosses, there's a difference in how the guards behave towards her now.
Ahorita ya son más fuertes en el aspecto de que piensan que tienen la autoridad suficiente y no se ponen a pensar de forma humanitaria desde la perspectiva del migrante. Y en verdad a veces hacen que pasen un mal rato.
Barsenas stated that she feels that she is judged for speaking Spanish sometimes, but she is proud of both being Mexican and of being American, and that it is unfair that the way she is treated changes when it is known she is also a U.S. citizen.
Es como si te juzgaran desde un principio. Tampoco digo de que ser mexicana sea malo, no. Al contrario, me siento muy orgullosa de ser mexicana y también me siento orgullosa de ser americana. Pero me parece muy injusto que haya ciertas reglas donde si saben todo el contexto, es como ya cambia todo.
And she also emphasized the need for empathy and understanding from society as a whole.
Antes de que sean autoridad, que sean policías, el trabajo que tengan, antes de eso, somos seres humanos y nos debemos de tratar con equidad, con un cuidado en cuanto a nuestra persona.
As the national conversation about immigration continues, it's important to remember the human faces behind the statistics. And for many students here, their voices are not just ones of concern, but of hope for a future where they can live without fear. From the KAWC Student Newsroom, I'm Elias Alvarez.
KAWC is the Hotspot is produced by the KAWC Student Newsroom at KAWC Colorado River Public Media.
Check us out on Instagram, Blue Sky, and Facebook at Hotspot KAWC.
This show is available as a podcast or online at kawc.org under the Shows tab.
The Student Newsroom is supported by listeners of the show and the local news initiative at the Community Foundation for Southern Arizona.
Our theme music is Election Time by Cardin Abel. The Flash Interviews music is Fungmeister by Theo JT. Both are available at freesound.org.
I'm Max Schwitzing.
I'm Elias Alvarez.
Bringing the heat to Yuma and La Paz, it's
The Hot Spot.